We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Tes Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines from the top of Nun Tes Amud Aleph. Just to recap what we learned, it said in the Braisa that if you have a bell that's made for making noise, and you know, hanging on a cradle or hanging on the children's clothing, the halacha is that if it's made with the clapper inside it, it's tameh. If not, it's tahar. But the Braisa says that let's say it started off as a bell with the clapper, and the clapper fell off, and got separated, the clapper from the bell. The halacha is that it's still tamei. It said, nitlu in v'leim, adayin tumasim v'leim. It's still tamei. And the Gemara's question was, what's it roya for? Why is it still tamei? What could you use the bell without the clapper? What could you use it for? So Abaya answered that since it's easy to put back together, therefore it still retains its Tumah, it's shame keli. It still retains its utensil status. That was Abaya's tarets. Rava didn't like it. Rava said, since I could use the bell to bang it on a barrel and make noise, so it also has a use. Rabbi Yechon's have new tarets. Why the bell without the clapper is useful and still retains its tumah status? Rabbi Yechon Amar, hoil v'royu l'gameya b'mayim l'tinuk. Since I could turn it over and use it as a cup to feed a tinuk, so therefore, the bell still has a use. And even though you're not miyachida for that, since it has that use, it's enough. Taisus talks about if you have to miyachida or not. But like upon him, and Taisus says it's like a tziruf together with the first tarot. Since it's easy to put back together and it still has a little bit of a use, therefore, it's tamei, because you still could feed a tinuk with this bell. So Rav Yechon is saying that even though it's not exactly what it used to do, it used to be a bell that makes noise, now that still has some kind of use that I could drink out of it, give to a kid to drink out of it, so it still retains its utensil status. So the question is, Rav Yechon doesn't need me'im melach reshayna. You don't need that it's, when it gets broken, it still has its first use. But Tanya, I'll show you in a bright, Rav Yechon holds that to retain its tumah, to retain its shame keli, it has to have me'im melach reshayna. I'll show you from a brisa like that. But Tanya, we went to the brisa. This brisa is discussing a zav. The halach is by a zav and a zava, if they ride something or they sit on something, it becomes ava tuma called tumas medris. And that ava tuma, even if you don't touch it, just sitting on it, and let's say there's four layers, they're all tame. But the halach is that it's only tamei if it's made for a chair. But if it's not made for a chair, I punk sit on it, it doesn't have a status of a tumas medris. So let's see the braisa inside. It says in the braisa, and we'll get to the kasha soon, on Rabbi Yechonon. Vatanya, the braisa says, it says in the pasuk, v'chol ha'kli ha'sheyeshev alav, and it says in the pasuk, yitma. Any kli he sits on is yitma. Yachol kofa sa'av yoshev le'a. Let's say someone takes a sa'a. Sa'a is like a measure, a thing, a basket that you measure tvua with. It's not really made as a chair. You turn it over, kofa sa'a, you turn it over, and you sit on it. Or kofa tarkev yoshev le'a. Or you turned over a different measurement, tarkev, which is a half a sa'a, three kav. Tarkav means three kav. And that type of kelev yoshev le'a, and you sat on it. Maybe you hate tamei, it's vitame, tumas medris, because l'maisa, I'm sitting on it, a zav is sitting on it. So it's vitame. Tamaloy, the pasuk says, v'chol ha'kli ha'she yeshev alav, it says, yitma. Doesn't say that yashav, he sat on it. It's mashma yeshev, which means that this is normal to sit. He's going to sit on it further. He always sits on it. Dafka, it's a chair. Mishv yuchel yeshiva, only something that's made to sit on. Yotza zeh, but this sa'ah, this measuring basket, sha'im loy, that you tell the zav, get up, amoid, get up from the cleave, and ask lachlin, I want to use the keli to measure. So it's not miyuchli yeshiva. If I need it for measuring, I'm telling him to get up, it's not a chair. Therefore, it doesn't have a din medris. So that's clear that by zav, in order for it to get tumas medris, it needs to be royuli yeshiva, made for a chair. And Rashi speaks that a little later on, that legabe other tumas, let's say tumas mace, that's pasha that doesn't have to be dafka royu for that thing using it for to be called tumas mace. Tumas mace is chal on anything that's called a kli. It doesn't have to dafka be miyuchid for that thing you're doing. Let's say you're sitting there, it doesn't have to be miyuchid li yeshiva. It's even if it's a sa'a and you're using it for something else, it's still Makabel Tumas Meis. That's called Tchilas Tumah. But then, regarding afterwards, there's a Machloikis by Tumi Meis. If there's a din of Amoid Venasl Machteno, which means like this. Let's say you have a mat that's used for sleeping on, and a mace touches it, so it becomes Tumi. Now I cut it in half, and now it's not royal for sleeping anymore. Now I only use it for, you know, covering some packages. You can't sleep on it. So does that retain its tumma or not? On one hand, I could say, since I cut it in half, and it's not the same use as before, so it's tar. On the other hand, it's still a kli. So do you say over there that it has to retain its original status as a bed? Legabi other tumma. So that's machlekes tanoim. That's machlekes Rav Elazar Rav Yechanan. Rav Elazar Imer, b'madrasos oimrim amoim nasa machteinu. You say by a medras that it's amoim nasa machteinu. That means only a mishkav amoishav, it's tame. But if it breaks, and let's say this mishkav amoishav breaks, let's say you have a chair that breaks and still useful for other things, it's not tame medras anymore. Even though you can use it for something else. What's the reason? Because it doesn't have a din of a chair anymore. Now it does something else. So you say that by a medras, by tumazav. Ve'ein oimrim v'tame meis amoy v'nas machtenu. But by other tumas of Tomei Meis, you don't say Amoid v'nasim l'achteinu. You don't say that it does something else now, so it's not going to retain its Tomei Meis. Vada Deir retains Tomei Meis. For example, if you have a mat that you're sleeping on and you cut it in half, it still retains its Tomei Meis. Kol Zman, it has a shame Kli Meis. It could do something. It could do anything you want. That's what Rav Elazar holds. Rav Yechon Amar, Af Oimer v'Tomei Meis Amoid v'nasim l'achteinu. By Tomei Meis also, we tell it, you have to do the first malacha. Amoy v'nas l'achteinu means you have to do the first malacha, that if it became Tomei as a mat that you sleep on, it still has to retain sleeping status, that you sleep on it. If not, it becomes tar. And what's the, just to speak out, that the word Amoy v'nas l'achteinu in this context means a little different than the first context. In the first context, we were talking about, I made it into a chair, and there I say, get up and be a measuring thing. Here, Amir Nasachtena means stand up and do your first malacha. Fal kaponim, just put the lashon aside, it comes after Rabbi Yechanan that in order to retain its keli status and should still be tameh, it has to do its same function, it has to function the same way it used to. It still has to be a bed. If it was a bed, it still has to be a bed. It has to have serve the same function as before. So the kasha is, that's a stir Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan says, by the bell without the clapper, it still retains its tumah. Why? Because I can use it for a cup. I was made as a bell. So you see, even though it's not functioning the same way, it still retains its tumah. And here we say, by Tomei Meis, if it doesn't function the same way, it's not tumah anymore. So it's a kasha, stir Rabbi Yechanan. And for the Gemara, epoch kamaisa. In the first Gemara, on top of the Tatsum Aleph, we'll switch it around. That Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina will be saying the teretz of Royal Akisha Gavi Charis, like a banging on the Charis, which that's taken a similar way, malach, like the first one, because they're both making noise. And Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina will be the one who's saying the Hoyle of Royal Lagam Veyas Tinnik. That means Rabbi Yechon will say the teretz, you'll be Goyrus, he's saying the teretz, Hoyle of Royal Akisha Gavi Charis, since I can bang it on the Charis. Therefore, it's still tamei because it still makes noise. And Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina will say to Teretz that it's royal to give it to a drink. And basically, we're saying that Rabbi Yechanan, of course, holds that it has to still retain its original function. Before, by Bell, he said it's tamei because they give it to drink. No, it's not him talking. That's Rabbi Yosef Bar Chanina talking. Rabbi Yechanan said the Teretz is hoyil v'royal akisha agabi cheres. Zok t'gemara, my chaz is nafachta kamaisa afich b'evrach v'shray. So how do you know to switch around the first Terutzim regarding the bell? Maybe switch around here, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yechanan regarding Tumei Meis by the Medras. Maybe by this mat that was used as a bed. Maybe switch around Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yechanan. How do you know which one to turn around? So Dr. Gemara, because I have a second Rabbi Yechanan who also says, Ni me'im l'ach reshayna. Hashemini l'Rabbi Yechanan, the boyi me'im l'ach reshayna. We have a different Rabbi Yechanan says that you need to have me'im l'ach reshayna. Where is that? the Tanai, when we went to the Mishnah, it's a Mishnah in Kalim that says, Sandal Shabahima Shamatras. You have a metal shoe used for a horse shoe. The loch is, it's Tameh. It's Tameh, that's what the Mishnah in Kalim says. And the Amoraim wanted to know Pshah in this Mishnah. They didn't understand. L'may Chazi, how could it be Tameh as a Keli? What's a shoe, a horseshoe, Roya for? Don't tell me because used for a horse, because anything used for a horse is not Mekabel Tumah, because we learned before, ain't Hachshut LeBehemah, which means there's no ornaments to Behemah. The ornaments of Behemah are not Chashuv to become Tameh, because we only learned that jewelry of a person becomes Tameh. And since no ornaments are Tameh, no clothing of Behemah is Mekabel Tumah either, because that's not Chashuv to be called clothing. It has to be dafka something that serves as Adam. So why in the world is a horseshoe tameh, or any behemah shoe tameh? L'chair, it's mishtamish of behemah, not adam. So that was the question. So I'm a rav. So there's three mahalchim of it. So I'm a rav. Royu lishtos by mayim v'mochama. If someone's in war and he has his horses with him or whatever animals he's using, and he's a little desperate and needs a drink, he'll take off his horseshoe and use it to drink. So Omay said you can use it for a kli for adam. That's why it's mekabel tumah. That's rav starts. Rav Chanina Amar, Roy lost it by shemen, Mamuchama. You could use it to smear yourself with oil in the war. And Rav doesn't like that teretz because Rav holds that you don't bring shemen with you on Mamuchama. So, you know, Mamuchama, you're not so picky and you're not smearing yourself with shemen on Mamuchama. That's not what you do. So he doesn't like that. He doesn't like that teretz. He says teretz is because I drink water. Rav Yechon says because I could use it for shemen. Rav Yechon Amar, different teretz. He has to run away from the war. He puts it on his own feet. He could run on thorns, different type of thorns he could run on it without hurting himself, so it could be used for an Adam. So what do you see? You see in this Mishnah that Rabbi Yechon holds that you have to have Me'im Malacha Rishayna. That's why he didn't like the first two Terutzim. The first two Terutzim was saying that it's royu to drink or royu to use it for shemen, but that's not its main use. The main use was used as a shoe. And Riyachan says the only time it could become tameh, it's only if it's used me'ein melacha harishayna. The only give it a chashivas kli, it's only if it's used me'ein what it was made for, which is for shoes. And this is sensei, a person can use it for shoes to run on top of the thorns, therefore it's tameh. So this is the second Rabbi Yechon who's mashma that it has to be Me'im Malacha Rishayna, and therefore we know to switch around before when it talks about the bell, we have to switch around because we have two Rabbi Yechon saying, Ni Me'im Malacha Rishayna. So there's a little bit of an aura here because here this is talking about making a tummy in the first place, and before we're talking about I had the tummy already, but when I get into that now, but look at the Ritva and the Hagoyes, Rabbi Tzalam and Ranchberg will talk about that. But upon them, we're coming out, the Rabbi Yechon holds Ni Me'im Malacha Rishayna. Now the Morrison end off with Afkaminis and the Terutzim. We have three Terutzim why this horseshoe is Mekabel Tumah. Rav said because you could drink from it. Rav Chanina said because you could smear shemen on yourself. Rav Yechon said because you could run away with it on your legs, on your feet. What's an Afkamina? Ma bein Rav le Rav Chanina. What's an Afkamina? Because now the Ma'is. An Afkamina would be if this shoe was disgusting. So if you're Rav, that's it. It can't be called a Keli because you can't drink from it anymore. But for Chanina, that's for shemen, then even though it's disgusting, still use it for shemen. And what's the nafkamina between Bein Rav Yechon and Rav Chanina? What's the nafkamina? Yikaminao the yakir, if it's heavy. If it's very heavy, so then, and it weighs you down, then it's not right to use for a shoe. So for Rav Chanina, I still can use it for shemen. But according to Rav Yechon, I can't use it for running because it's too heavy, and he holds that using it for anything else is not Me'im Malacha Rishayna, and therefore it's not Mekabel Tumah.